Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
On Midwest Week, a rebound for recycling in the Quad Cities. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Al McGall, freelance writer whose work appears here in the Quad City Times and Dispatch Argus. So, Alma, when you wrote recently about recycling rebounding in the Quad Cities, what exactly does that mean?
That's a really good question, because to me, I've been following recycling like all my life, and when I say recycling rebounds, it means to me that markets for recycled products, paper, plastic, aluminum, tin cans, has gone back up so that it's more profitable to do recycling. But I realized that for just the general public, they might have assumed when I said recycling rebounds that just individual people were recycling more. No, that is not it. I was totally talking about the markets and how they have picked up. People are recycling at a good clip in the Quad Cities area, and they have been for a long time. So by recycling rebounding, it was the markets for recycled products that really took a dive in after 2018, when China, huge market, closed to those kinds of recyclables. So then there had to be markets built up in other countries and in the United States to deal with recycled products and create our own markets and not just depend on China.
So, Alma, remind us, when I put stuff out at the curb, plastic and paper and glass and stuff, what actually happens, all that?
It goes to the Scott Area Recycling Center, where it is then sorted back out. In other words, people in the curbside bins, they can just throw everything together. But it is sorted back out in the recycling center, and some of that is done by hand, by people. Some of it, they have machines that can sort of like magnets, you know, they magically pull things out, or other products that can pull things out. So it's all separated out again into 9 different buckets, if you will. Glass goes here. Paper goes here. The plastic jugs go in another place. So it all gets back out into its own spots, and then the Scott Area Center sells it. Mm-hmm. And whoever that buys it makes it back into something else that's usable.
I suppose I knew it before, but I realized it again when I read your story, that all of these materials are sold separately. It's, you know, the Waste Commission has to find a buyer for each group.
Yes.
By itself.
Mm-hmm. And they've been very successful at that, even through the very lowest point, you know, after China cut off accepting most of these products. There were stories written throughout the country of recycling operations throughout the country that just collapsed. They had no markets, and stuff was building up in their facilities, and many actually suspended, that is, stopped their recycling programs. Most of those have, most if not all, have restarted up again.
Now, what are some of the price changes that there are for these materials that you talked about in the last 10 years or so?
Well, they all took a dive when China cut off, but they have now really gone back up. And I don't have all that right in front of me, but everything, has gone like when Scott County talks about its average, like say the average. So they take all those 9 commodities, all the prices, and average them together. The low point in September of 2019 was $36 a ton. Now today, that's $179 a ton. And individual commodities are way above that. Like aluminum is $1,700 a ton. Plastic is $1,900 a ton. And paper has recovered a lot too. It's only only, I say, in the hundreds, but because paper is by and large makes up for more than half the volume, it is the single biggest moneymaker, I guess you could say, because there's so much of it.
Yeah, what is it about paper that it gets such a high price these days, Alma?
I believe it is Amazon. I mean, online buying and all those. I mean, all those containers, you know, that stuff is packaged in, and even like with during the pandemic, there was more takeout food, and so all those paper products that really drove up demand.
Okay, so in other words, when I recycle my Amazon box, it becomes another Amazon box somehow or other?
I don't know if it exactly, it becomes something. And mm-hmm. I think that is certainly the goal, that the paper mills churn it back up and make it into new corrugated board is what the boxes are, or just plain box board like a cereal box would be.
Now, at the other end of the market you talked about was plastic, and yet it seems like there's so darn much plastic that we're trying to recycle. What's wrong with the market for that?
Well, the plastic market, actually, that's pretty good, too. Mm-hmm. What they call the number two plastic, such as a milk jug, that is actually the highest per ton in November, even higher than aluminum, which is amazing. And the number the colored plastic, that too is up. So there's good markets for plastic, but it's a little, there's some problems with plastic because there's no like standards. So manufacturers might add coloring and they might add some other material to create more hardness. And mixing those together, that makes it hard to recycle. So if there were some standards for what to make plastic out of, that would help. And also, I mean, this is me talking sort of beyond the article, but there is still ever more plastic being made. And I believe that somehow we need to pull back on the amount of plastic that we are making in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also wrote last year the Rock Island County Waste Commission closed its drop-off sites. Why was that?
It's a kind of a long story, but the Rock Island County Waste Management Agency, so they get their funds to do programs such as that drop-off site from a percentage of the fees that landfills generate. That is like that came through state legislation. The idea was to the state legislature wanted to encourage recycling, and so they said that landfills, which are not a recycling end point, they are a landfilling end point, that they had to pay a certain amount to these agencies that were set up that then could promote recycling. Well, the amount of money that the Rock Island agency has been getting from its two landfills in the county has been going down because the amount of materials taken to those landfills has been going down. Why? Maybe people are taking them to landfills outside of Rock Island County. Maybe commercial haulers are finding a cheaper place to get rid of their waste than in Rock Island County. Maybe it's recycling. In whatever the case, Rock Island was taking in less and less money, which is capped by the state, by the way. They're at their top. So they had to make some choices. I mean, they just had no more money. So those drop-off sites was a thing that they then decided to do away with and a couple of reasons. One, everybody in the county can have curbside recycling if they choose to pay for it. So that is available. And second, if they were dedicated, they could drive their recyclables over to Scott County for no cost. So those two reasons that there were options. And the third was that those sites were becoming trashed, if you will. I mean, that, you know, those people would drop off mattresses or they'd drop off stuff that isn't recyclable. And so there was a cost involved with operating them beyond just having someone collect it and take it over to Scott County. So with those costs, and cities were complaining, rightly so, that they, you know, were having to sort of take care of these places because they were unsightly when they were all trashed. So those three reasons, and then so then otherwise they'd had to cut other programs, like they help subsidize cities that have free so-called leaf pickup, or they have a bulky waste day. You know, they help subsidize that. Anybody in Rock Island County can call a certain number and get rid of 5 tires a year and get rid of their refrigerators for free to them. But somebody has to pay for that. And so those programs then, those continue. They just had to make a choice.